breakdown, baby.
Ah, yes, on this Friday the 13th, the second of this year, we've got Sean Ramaswaram, host of Sideshow, Studio 360 podcast that says it all about everything that needs to be said about anything.
We aspire, yeah.
Yes, and you succeed every week. All right, number one.
Uno!
Shlomo is this moody electronic musician from L.A. who's dabbled in R&B and hip-hop, and this week he started dabbling in drum and bass. It's a fun song.
He wants to bring it back.
I think, you know,
it never went away.
It's not really popular anymore. It's not what kids are excited about. And so that this young producer will be making it, it will sort of be a good sign for drum and bass. I'm a big Shlomo fan, but I brought this to you because he's doing something new and different, but it's also like a throwback to something that was very big in the 90s. So there you go.
Number two.
Emoji's been getting a bad rap, you know, our emojis that we use on our iPhones all the time, because there's no diversity in emoji. There's no black people in emoji. An artist in New York this week asked, what if we only had a white woman? She made Cindy Sherman emoticons out of her iconic images. So she cropped all the Cindy Sherman images that we know into just their heads.
And photographer Cindy Sherman is not known for a wide range of emotions here. No. I just want to stress that.
There's some smiles, and then there's a lot of like unimpressed faces. And she created a package you can just download onto your phone to send to your friends. So when your friend says, hey, I'm not going to make drinks tonight, you just send her a very like stone-faced Cindy Sherman instead of like a sad emoji.
Number three.
New Yorkers are, you know, just stepping out of winter and the ice is melting and all we're seeing is all the garbage that was buried under the ice.
And I think
there's a lot of, you know, like reflection on whether we love the city or not. But a tourist made a minute-long video to remind us what there is to love about it. It's really beautiful. It's just a bunch of images sort of animated together of a couple of iconic New York things. We got New York City's diverse people. It's yellow cabs. It's brownstones and infinite Starbucks locations strung together in a minute to remind you, hey, look, there's some charm to the topography and the look of this place.
And all of this is to try to get us away from looking at the gray blobs.
Yeah, exactly. The black blobs. I've seen some black blobs of trash outside my place.
Yeah. Sounds worthy.
It's rough.
Four.
Number four, you know, there's a lot of similarities between the sort of indulgence and lavish lifestyles bragged about in hip-hop and the indulgence and lavish lifestyles of the Middle Ages, maybe? Some royalty?
No, there's not, but please continue.
Well, you know, the gold and maybe the women and all of that. Anyway, there's
bling in the 14th century. That's
exactly
where you're going here.
That's where I'm going. Exactly where I'm going. There's a Tumblr now called B4XV1 that takes images of contemporary hip hop stars Kanye West and Drake and Rick Ross and puts them next to similar looking portraits of people from the 15th century and before that. So you've got Kanye in this fur next to this aristocrat in his fur. You've got Drake's recent album art of two hands praying next to a similar sculpture, a religious Catholic sculpture, and a guy wearing two chains long before the rapper Two Chains ever wore two chains. It's wonderful.
Number five.
This dad, his family took a vacation. He took a staycation, sat at home. All the kids were gone. The wife was gone. And he was like, what am I going to do? So, of course, he mashed up the show Dinosaurs with Notorious B.I.G.'s Hypnotize. So what he did was he took the show Dinosaurs and basically made the dad from that show. Do you remember this? It was like
people in suits,
exactly,
right?
Humans in dinosaur suits, and it was like a regular sitcom. But that
it's
never
like
really
HR Puffin stuff. Only
it's
from
kind of amazing
like
that it ever happened. So what we have
BC
here is the dad from that show, Earl Sinclair. He's mashed up a bunch of the footage to make it look like he's singing Notorious B.I.G.'s Hypnotize.
Can we hear that again just one more time?
Yes. So you need to picture a giant dinosaur singing it.
Barney for adults, babe.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's great.
Oh, that's your Friday Five. Sean Ramaswaram, host of Sideshow, Studio 360 podcast that is kind of like Barney for adults.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Sean.
All right. I love you. You love me. Let's all go have a weekend.
Hug now?
All right. Yeah.
Cue the hug.
I put NY onto DKNY. Miami, DC, prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly, no, it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty, boy, the coochie. Now, who's the real dookie? Meaning, who's really the.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.